stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Yes, he does love you. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the End Days Truth, the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Mark chapter 13, verses 23 through 27. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual, therefore it needs your support and prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It is up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported, and that is the only way it can stay on the air. When you write or call, it encourages me to keep doing my best on this program. Now another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watchman comment, the words come behind here are very important to your Christian walk and your subsequent relationship with the Lord. Behind carries the meanings to fail to reach the goal, to fall short of the end, to fail to become a partaker, to be inferior in power, influence, and rank, to lack in excellence or worth. Do you understand now why I said come behind was so important to your Christian walk and your subsequent relationship with our Lord? Those who just sit there doing nothing while waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ will give him nothing to honor them for. No works, no precious stones, nothing. Is that you? To be blameless on the day of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ takes more than just sitting there waiting. That is why the Christian walk is called a walk, because it's always moving forward. God's kingdom does not just sit there waiting for its chance to come upon the earth. No, no, no. God's kingdom is always moving towards that goal, always accomplishing the task that will achieve that goal. Amen and amen. So, my dear listening friends, do not just sit there doing nothing. Do something. What? You say you do not know what you can do? Have you prayed about that enough to know? If you do not talk to God, and that is what prayer is, talking to God, how can you expect God to talk back to you? It works that way in the natural, and it will also work that way in the spiritual, don't you know? Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen and amen. Let's prepare our hearts tonight on this True Truth program for our spiritual walk in the end of days as we proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Yea, saith the Lord, for those who would twist my holy word are now set into place. Each place is now filled by the one who will cause destruction upon the earth. For I have filled them with rebellion, saith God. And they will rebel against me, and they will rebel against mine. But I say unto you, hold fast. Do not turn to the right or to the left, for they will try to cause you to do that. But stay centered on me, saith God, and on my word. For these are the days of deception, saith the Lord. And the time of the end is at hand, saith God.
And I, your Father God, am anointing. Oh, I am anointing my laborers. I'm anointing my ministers. I'm anointing my evangelists. I'm anointing my prophets. I'm anointing my apostles with a very special anointing. An anointing only for this hour, only for this time, for it is the last days. In the world, and the false church shall look on and stand in amaze. Stand in awe, and they shall stand back and look and wonder, what is this? But if they'd look at my word, they would see that truly this is the last outpouring of my spirit. This is the time, just before the time, that Jesus comes for my church. This is that hour, saith your Father God, a powerful hour, a great hour, a wonderful hour.
And now a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, oh my. On this program, as always, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 8, King James Version. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied, both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. Watchman comment. That is exactly what I do on this program. That word old means perpetual, from both the past and in the future, continuous, everlasting, forever. While the word against means in opposition to or competition towards, so as to press on or strike like you would push a door. That is also what I do. I push doors open to expose what is hidden behind them. This verse itself seems to push the door of those who say falsely prophecy should only be spoken in bless me ways, but the true truth prophecy often is in opposition to those false teachings. True truth prophecy often pushes the door, exposing the opposing views that are hidden behind the doors, leading you into the light, not into the darkness. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 8, one more time, King James Version. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied, both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war and of evil and of great pestilence. Amen and amen. The last day signs are upon the earth, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. Now, my faithful supporter, Philip in Ohio, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent his WOW, Walk on Water love gift. And I bless him for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program. And that is the true truth. Amen. Father, bless Philip, who made your program possible tonight, Lord. You know who he is, Lord, and his every need. Please, Lord, bless him abundantly and meet his every need. Thank you, Lord. And also bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My. Let's make a show of them openly tonight. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Congressional report warns drones could track faces, never leaving the sky. The use of drones in American skies raises new questions about the value of privacy and the extent of government surveillance, according to a report released last week by the Congressional Research Service. It is not clear how courts will apply constitutional privacy protections to drones, but the report notes that Congress could enact laws to restrict the ability of police to use the technology. In the near future, law enforcement organizations might seek to outfit drones with facial recognition or soft biometric recognition, which can recognize and track individuals based on attributes such as height, age, gender, and skin color, the researchers are saying. A drone from Lockheed Martin called the Stalker can be recharged from the ground using a laser. The report predicts that in the future, drones could theoretically stay in the sky forever. Watchman comment, "The future is here, my friends. They are not just telling you all that they can do right now. They can do a lot more than they're saying. Amen and amen." And another like that one. New DARPA robot can autonomously track people. Following Professor Noel Starkley's warning that the fleet of robots being developed for DARPA will ultimately be used to kill people, Boston Dynamics has released a new video showcasing how its LS3 robot is able to autonomously track humans over rough terrain. The video clip shows a field test of the DARPA Legged Squad Support System robot autonomously following a man through a forest. The robot is also able to interpret visual and verbal commands. Although Boston Dynamics and DARPA claim the robots are ostensibly being designed to help conduct humanitarian and relief missions, Noel Sharkey, professor of artificial intelligence and robotics at the University of Sheffield, recently warned of the true purpose of these machines and how they are used could be sinister. Continuing, U.S. vulnerable to long-range missile attack. The United States could be vulnerable to attack from long-range ballistic missiles unless the government overhauls the country's fragile missile defense system, experts are saying in a report. The findings from the nonpartisan National Research Council are highly critical of President Barack Hussein Obama's missile defense strategy, which focuses on protecting Europe from shorter-range Iranian missiles. Instead, the report calls for a return, in part, to ex-President George W. Bush's emphasis on shielding the United States against the long-range threats. Continuing, genetically engineered wheat contains an enzyme suppressor that, when consumed by humans, could permanently cause liver damage and death. That's the warning issued by molecular biologist Jack Heineman of the University of Canterbury in Australia. The enzyme suppressor in the wheat, he says, might also attack a human enzyme that produces glycogen. Consumers who eat genetically modified wheat would end up contaminating their bodies with this enzyme. What we found is that the molecules created in this wheat intended to silence wheat genes can match human genes, and through ingestion, these molecules can enter human beings and potentially silence our genes, said Heineman in a press conference. Professor Judy Carman, biochemist and director of the IHER Flinders University, Adelaide, added, "Children who are born with this enzyme not working tend to die by the age of about 5. Watchman comment, "Oh, how many times has the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warned of the dangers of GMO and vaccines? Is this not exactly what I said, that once inside the human body, these dangerous chemicals could make chemical changes that would deform or even kill? Do you believe me now?" Continuing, deadly Petco smart meter burns up side of house. Petco is the acronym for Philadelphia Electric Company, which provides electricity to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and its surrounding area. They are in the process of replacing the standard analog electric meters with digital so-called smart meters. And there have been several more serious and minor smart meter fires reported from other states, Canada, and Australia. My, oh my. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Catholic bishop in Libya calls for Sharia anti-blasphemy laws in the United States. The statement by Father Federico Lombardi did not include a condemnation of the killings in Benghazi, Libya, or the burning of American flags in Cairo. Instead, he focused on offenses against Islam. From Libya, Bishop Giovanni Martinelli, the apostolic vicar of Tripoli, told Vatican Insider that Western countries should have the courage to ban all blasphemous projects and establish a policy that is respectful. Watchman comment, my, what a Catholic apostate who claims to be the apostolic vicar of Tripoli? My. He is about as far from apostolic as true Christianity is from a pope who calls himself God. Continuing, God's judgment on the U.S. The head of the Messianic Jewish ministry believes a victory for Obama in November would be a sign that the United States is under God's judgment. Watchman comment, a Messianic Jew is supposed to be a Jew that accepted Christ as Messiah and is saved. Continuing with the report, Jan Markel, founder and director of Olive Tree Ministries, says the Democratic Party is corrupt and morally bankrupt. I find it difficult to believe honestly that God would reward a political party that not only denies him three times, but also just so seriously turns their back on Israel, she offers. So this party is a corrupt, bankrupt party. With that in mind, Markel suggests an Obama victory means only one thing. If God rewards them with a victory, then I have to believe it's a further judgment upon us, because I can't imagine God being on the side of this kind of darkness, she says. I just can't. The Olive Tree Ministries founder adds that she trembles at the thought of God's judgment on the USA nation. Continuing, over 46 million U.S. citizens live in poverty. New official data shows that the U.S. government has failed to reduce the level of poverty in the country amid weak economic growth. The U.S. Census Bureau said in an annual report that 46.2 million Americans are still living below the poverty line. The report also said the gap between rich and poor increased last year, with joblessness persistently high. Have I not warned you of that also? Continuing, Clinton slams anti-Islam video as disgusting. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton condemned an amateur anti-Islam video which has sparked violent Mideast protests, stressing the U.S. government had nothing to do with it. To us, Clinton said, to me personally, this video is disgusting and reprehensible. It appears to have a deeply cynical purpose to denigrate a great religion and to provoke rage, Clinton said. Watchman comment, my. I wonder if she even watched it. I did, and I don't see that from that, but oh well. Continuing, the United States government had absolutely nothing to do with this video. We absolutely reject its content and message. Watchman comment, forget about the film. Did you hear that? Did you hear what Hillary actually said? She said Islam was a great religion. Did you catch that? Maybe she should put on a burqa and live in a Muslim country for a while. I bet Islam will not be a great religion to her after only a few days, maybe only a few hours of wearing that burqa and submitting to Sharia law. Continuing, Congress told U.S. life unsustainable after EMP attack. The U.S. Congress has been told that the Department of Homeland Security hasn't identified an electromagnetic pulse or EMP event as a serious national security threat to the nation's grid system. Even though the testimony has revealed that it could make living in the United States unsustainable for 70-90% of the population, and the few billion dollars it would cost to harden systems against such a reoccurrence is hardly the tens of billions or hundreds of billions it could cost to repair the damage. Watchman comment, Sharon and I have been watching that new program on TV called Revolution, and that TV depicts very much like what would happen after an EMP attack, although they don't say it in the movie. But everything that happens in there could actually happen after an EMP attack. My. Are they preparing us for something? A lot of these films are doing exactly that. Just like the ones that promote homosex as a good lifestyle instead of the perverse, perverted lifestyle it is. It's called brainwashing, America. Continuing, Obama gets Supreme Court picks in a second term. If USA President Barack Hussein Obama is reelected, he may well be able to create the most liberal Supreme Court in American history. altering jurisprudence in favor of a more intrusive and expansionistic federal government for decades to come. Four of the justices are now over 74. Justice Ginsburg is 79. Justice Scalia and Kennedy are 76. Justice Breyer is 74. Between now and 2016, at least two of the justices will likely choose to retire. Watchman comment, is that the change you need or the direction forward you need to go? To Obama and the communist, socialist, homosex-loving Democrats, the word forward comes right out of the Communist Manifesto, meaning they are moving forward in their takeover of America. Continuing. Muslims in America, violent clashing culture. Most people think only Al-Qaeda terrorists are guilty of worldwide terror, but after the killing of the U.S. consulate and three other Americans, 1,400 years of Muslim violence would prove otherwise. They killed and rioted over an inane parody movie mocking the Prophet Muhammad. Fully 99% of them had not seen the video, but they rioted anyway because Muslims lack the ability to act in a civilized manner. Watchman comment, well, I do not agree with that exactly. I am sure there are Muslims who act civilized, but, the investigation behind these riots and killing Americans is not the instigation behind these riots and killing Americans is not the video. This all began on the anniversary of 9/11. But the question is, who is behind inciting these Muslims to riot? That's what we need to know. Is the video maker a sleeper terrorist? He is an Egyptian, don't you know? What government is using him or these riots for sinister purposes? Could it be Obama and the world elitists? The same guys that were behind 9/11 in the first place, who use the Muslims for their world control purposes, even on 9/11? And now, look what we have. My. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Watchmen, shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please pray about it, then write signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, N-Y, Zip 13797. I truly thank you for writing, and some do it that way, and they help keep all the science radio programs on the air, along with all the others who give their blessings to science. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, God's True Sabbath. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Verse 11, Hebrews 4, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. In Israel, my friends, Shabbat, which means the Sabbath, is an extraordinary day. People spend much time and effort to get everything perfectly prepared for this special season of rest, the Sabbath, Shabbat, that lasts from sundown on Friday until sundown on Saturday. If you have ever visited Israel, you'd know that Friday morning is a time that everyone there is rushing around doing errands before everything closes. The Shuk, S-H-O-O-K, or outdoor market, is packed. The buses are full. Everyone's doing last-minute shopping, cleaning, cooking, and preparing for sundown. When all will be closed, the streets will be empty, the shops will be shut down, and there is nothing to do for the next 24 hours but rest. There also is a Shabbat for you, my friends, and you must be diligent to enter into it, to the rest that you need and God knew you needed when he gave us 6 days to work and to rest on the seventh. You do not labor to be justified, for your justification is only in Yeshua Jesus. And in him, all the work for our salvation has already been accomplished. But it does take some labor to enter into that which is already accomplished, does it not? You must spend your time preparing yourself in worship and in prayer and in reading his word. But praise Yahweh, he has given you, my friend, the ability to enter into his Sabbath rest. And that all comes with it. peace, joy, and all the fulfillment of His blessings every day of the other days of the week, if you will only prepare yourself by observing God's true Sabbath to receive it. So, my dear listening friends, just prepare to enter into His perfect peace today, His perfect rest, His perfect Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom means, in Hebrew, Sabbath peace be with you, or Shalom Shabbat, which means peace on the Sabbath be with you, which began originally from sundown Friday night to sundown Saturday night, and that has never changed because Holy Scripture cannot be changed. There's a warning about that in the back of the book, don't you know? The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all their call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
The end days are not coming. They're here, friends.
Right.
And this is the day to look ahead. We've got work to do. Let's not look back. Only that man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back, God said he's not worthy. Who is worthy for the kingdom? Those that continue to look ahead and plow.
My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Some of you may wonder why I sometimes put Christ before Jesus. And that's because there were so many that were named Jesus in the days of our Lord. And recently some crazy professor is trying to say that Jesus was married. My. No proof. It's not in the Bible. It just isn't there. I don't care what they say. So I say Christ Jesus to separate Jesus from all those other false Jesuses that these people try to say sinned in some way or wasn't there or whatever. So please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. That's 4840, 9 p.m. Eastern, WWCR, on Saturday night. Here is the address to write again. Sign spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797.
Hi, Brother Johnson. I'm calling from Raymond, Maine. I listen to you at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I just wanted to say that many of the truths you speak, the Holy Spirit has shown me as well and friends of mine as to what's going on in the world. In James 5, 1 through 8, and it shows the wicked rich man that will soon be judged by the Almighty when he returns very soon. It's very encouraging with all the overtaxation and all the fraud and corruption that's filling the earth like it once did before. Anyway, God bless. Bye.
God bless you also, my brother. I sure enjoyed that report. Glad to know there are others out there that know the truth, the true truth that will set them free. Keep listening. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When you call or write, that's important, as is enclosing a small love gift when you write. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Is there anyone out there listening tonight? If you get a busy signal, please keep trying. I'd appreciate it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Signs listeners are the best. They understand. They get the true truth right here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.